All right, guys, Dr. Axe here. Welcome to the weight loss webinar. It is that time of year again where it's time to start our New Year's resolutions, getting healthy and shape. I'm really here to help support you guys in doing that. And so I'm going to be talking about today the best forms of fitness and exercise. We'll talk nutrition, supplements, and some other secrets on things you can do to lose weight and to lose it really fast. Also, I'm going to take the end here. I'm hoping to get 20 minutes in of answering the questions that many of you emailed me earlier, so we'll take some time to answer your questions here as well. I just want to say thanks to everybody for jumping on the weight loss webinar tonight. I hope you enjoy. To kick us off here, let's talk about some of the stats today of why we need to lose weight in America, and really how bad has the obesity crisis got today? Well, if you look at these numbers, 61% of American adults are overweight. Now, that's a statistic from mid-2000s. The actual number today is 70% of Americans are considered to be overweight. 27 Americans obese. Actually, the new number now is 34%. Overweight children, 6 to 11 years, have doubled in the past 20 years. Another problem is diabetes. You know, diabetes has tripled in the past 10 years alone. And adolescent overweight has tripled as well. And obviously, diabetes, obesity are completely linked. Now, let me go to this next slide and tell you why it is so important that you lose weight. And by the way, when we're talking about weight loss here, this isn't anything to make anyone feel guilty. It's not to make you feel bad. It's to say, you know what? It's time to make a change in your health and your life. And if you don't do it, it can actually threaten your life. Look at these numbers. Obesity, 34% of Americans today are considered to be obese. And the word obese means really a life-threateningly overweight. If you are obese, or not even just obesity, this is actually 22 pounds overweight. The average middle-aged weight gain is 22 pounds. And if you're 22 pounds overweight, it doubles your risk of having a heart attack or stroke and actually triples your risk of breast cancer. And so for both men and women, think about this. If after tonight you go on, you make positive changes, let's say you go on to lose 20 pounds, if you do that, you are cutting your risk of a heart attack in half, and you are cutting your risk of getting cancer by 75%. And so we don't lose weight just to look good in a bikini or Speedo, which are, I guess, totally out of style at this point. But anyway, just to say this, we don't lose weight just to look good. Well, and it is good to look good for your confidence and those type of things, but we are doing this because we want to cut our risk of diseases. We are getting healthy because we want to be an example to our children. We're doing this because we have a mission in life. We have a purpose. We lose weight for a purpose. We don't do it just because there's a reason behind it. And as we jump into this, I want to encourage everyone as well is once you learn some of this information tonight, take a pen, or if you're watching on your computer, maybe type a few notes, but write down your action steps. Start off with, why are you going to make the change this year? What is going to be different between 2012 for you and 2013? We are going to make 2013 the best year ever, and it starts with your why. What is your why in life? You know, one of my mentors said once, he said, pregnant women are said to be eating for two, and they are. They're eating for themselves and that newborn baby they're carrying inside them. He said, but all people should be eating for three. We should be eating for ourselves, for God, and also for our families, because really your health does affect those people around you in the world today. So take some time tonight, write down your why, and I'm going to support you right now by telling you the strategy of exactly what you need to do to lose the weight and burn fat fast. First, though, I want to talk about my top five exercise myths. We're going to start off talking about exercise, then we're going to move into nutrition, and then into supplementation. But here are five exercise and health myths that I commonly hear in questions I get asked. Myth number one, I need hours a day to work out. Here's the truth. In as little as 20 minutes a day, you can get in the best shape of your life. It's not about the length of time. It's about your intensity. And so we're going to talk about exercising at a higher intensity and a specific type of exercise today. So really, that whole myth that you need to go to the gym for an hour to an hour and a half, That's not true. In fact, you can exercise in the comfort of your own home and still see great results. You know, I actually had a question today on Facebook from somebody, and they said they heard that Jillian Michaels had said, in order for you to get in your post-fat-burning zone, which means after you work out, that means you continue to burn body fat, that you need to exercise 30 minutes, and that's untrue. When you actually look at the medical research that's been published in the Lancet and the Journal of American Medical Association, Journal of the Medical Association, and all these large medical journals, we are actually seeing the research in that you can actually exercise sometimes 5 to 10 minutes a day and still see some results and still burn fat after. But again, 20 minutes is a good amount of time, and we'll talk about that more in a minute as well. You know, another myth that we see is, I don't want to lift weights because I don't want to get bulky muscles. Now, I haven't heard a whole lot of guys say that, but I have heard a lot of women say, I don't want to lift weights because I don't want to get bulky. Here's the truth, women. You are hormonally different than we as men are. So you can actually go and lift weights and not put on bulky muscles. Reason being, you have much lower levels of testosterone. And so, women, you're not going to go and pump iron, and you're not going to put on these big bulky muscles. And I think a lot of times when we think of weightlifting as well, we think, well, that means I'm going to go in there and I'm going to have to lift real heavy weights. Now, again, I do think heavy weightlifting can be very beneficial. But for you, what may be heavy, I think of my mom. My mom is a petite little thing, you know, 110 pounds. And she, you know, she's not going in there and curling 50-pounders, you know. For her, it may be 5. It may be 10. So whatever is right for you, typically about 8 to 12 reps is ideal, depending on the body part. Bigger body parts, like your legs, you can do more. Smaller body parts as well, you can do more. But again, I think about 10 to 12 reps is just right. So let's go into now. And so, again, women, what I'm saying here is I want you to lift weights. We'll talk about that more. Myth number three, if I am working out, I need to eat a ton of carbs because carbs give me energy. I don't know if we have any of the Office fans on here. I'm a huge fan of Michael and you know, all the crew there, Dwight, you know, of the TV show The Office. My favorite episode I ever saw of The Office was Michael. He was doing a run for rabies, and right before they do this 5K run, it's this big charity event, he eats this giant bowl of fettuccine Alfredo because he's carving up. And my favorite line in that, he says, in a mile like two marker, he totally just falls over, can't make it, he gets a terrible cramp, and he says, I fought rabies and rabies won, which, again, just kind of a side note. But just to say this, a lot of times we think, man, I got to carb up. If I'm working out, I need carbs. I need a ton of energy. You know, with the amount of carbs a lot of us eat before we go and work out for 20 minutes, that is the amount of carbs that you may need to run an entire marathon, and I'm not kidding. You can probably run an entire marathon on one single meal. I'll tell you, when I've done half marathons or triathlons in the past, the amount of calories I had wasn't this large amount. Listen, you do not need a lot of carbohydrates if you are about to go work out. In fact, you want some carbohydrates, but you want a small amount. You definitely don't want a large amount of carbohydrates before you go you work out. So again, carbing up, it's not a complete myth, but it is a partial myth. Here's the increase in carbohydrates. If you are consuming about 40% of your diet, let's say that's carbohydrates, if you're trying to carb up, that means that, and by the way, this is only for race day. This has nothing to do with you working out, but this is for those of you who are actually training and competing at events. You increase your carb intake by 5%, sometimes 10%. So that's like one extra piece of fruit a day. It's not a bowl of fettuccine Alfredo, which is like eating 10 pieces of fruit and harder to break down. So again, number three myth, you do not need to carb up for exercise or before your workout. Myth number four, I have a job doing manual labor, so that counts as my workout. Or many people who come to me and they say, I'll ask them if they work out, and they said, yes, I go out and walk sometimes. Listen, Walking is great, but here's the thing about walking. It is a mode of transportation. It's how you get from one place to another, okay? Exercise is getting out there. It's sweating. It's having your muscles sore. And I'll say this. You know what? It really depends on the type of manual labor that you do, okay? If you're out baling hay all day and you're doing something that's very, very physically active, and you can tell you're in muscular, you're in good shape because of it, that may be enough, but I'll tell you the majority of the time, walking up and down the stairs at work, and by the way, I'm addressing these things because I've had people say this to me. I've asked them if they exercise, and they say, I have to walk up 2 to 3 flights of stairs every single day. It doesn't count, okay? Walking, does it count? It depends. If you're just getting started, it counts. Long term, you've got to push yourself. That's the key. If you want to grow, if you want to see improvements in anything in life, you have got to push yourself a little bit. So manual labor, we're not counting that as working out. And myth number 5, exercise is an annual event from January to February, and I have the rest of the year off. I can tell you because my wife and I were going into the gym. You know, we've been going in since the new year. And, you know, I went in December, and I think I was just about the only person in there. And then this past week, it's like every machine I go to, I'm going to do the, I'm going to do the dip machine, and somebody's on. Has anyone ever had that happen to them? You're in the gym, and every time right before you go to a piece of equipment, someone jumps right in front of you. So that was my life last time I went and worked out. But anyways, I love all of you who are going to the gym and you're just there January, February, but I encourage you, listen, if you're going to see real results, if we're going to lose this weight, we're going to keep it off, make it a commitment to make this a lifestyle. Listen, again, the diet mentality doesn't work. You got to understand that this is a part of your life now. It's actually something to be excited about. It's a lot of fun. We'll talk about that more in just a minute, but You don't want to make this an unbearable thing. And here's the thing. If you fall off track, let's say you go in January, you get 3 weeks in, and all of a sudden, you fall apart, you eat a tub of Rocky Road, you eat a pizza, and you say to yourself, oh, I just lost everything. Listen, you didn't lose everything. You just jump back on track and do the best you possibly can. Hey, it happens to the best of us. Again, not just January, February, making exercise, making eating right, making what we're talking about a lifestyle. This isn't a diet. This is a lifestyle we're talking about. I want to talk about why we weight train and some of the benefits involved. One of the most important reasons why you should weight train and burst train, which we'll talk about, is it raises human growth hormone, okay? HGH, human growth hormone. The biggest benefit or one of the biggest benefits of human growth hormone is it actually helps you age slower. Cortisol, if anyone's heard of cortisol, it's a stress hormone that is your aging hormone. The higher your cortisol levels are over time, the faster you age. Well, that runs in opposite to human growth hormone, which growth hormone is your anti-aging hormone. Now, there are companies out there today and a lot of celebrities in Hollywood who are actually turning to human growth hormone injections. And they do it to look younger. They do it to feel younger. The problem is when you get injections, there are major, major side effects. Basically, injecting human growth hormone, that is called steroids today. A lot of our professional athletes we're seeing are doing this. But truthfully, when you are weight training, your body releases natural, its own internal human growth hormone, which causes you to age slower. Another thing that weight training does, which cardio doesn't do, is it signals fat burning. It works with hormones in your body like leptin. Leptin is a signal that tells your body to burn fat. It also works with a hormone called ghrelin. Ghrelin keeps you from being as hungry. So when you're actually exercising, it allows your body to not, and you would think you would be hungrier, but in ways it actually helps you with hunger. Also aids in muscle development, which burns fat, improves glucose tolerance, so improves energy, and helps out with diabetes and increases your insulin receptor sensitivity, again, for energy and fighting diabetes. Now, let's talk about why burst training, okay, and really what burst training is. Now, here's a sample of a group and a medical study that was done on burst training. They had two groups of people. Group one did burst training. They did alternate. They did 8 seconds as fast as they could, and then they spun lightly for 12 seconds fast, 8 seconds light. So they exercised continually, but it was all out and then lighter, okay? A little bit different type of a burst there. They did a 20 total minutes of exercise on a spin bike. Group two did 40 minutes of continuous exercise on a spin bike at the same moderate pace. After 15 weeks of this study, after working out for 3 times a week for 15 weeks, the women in the group one lost 3 times as much fat as the other group. You guys see that? And remember this. The other group exercised only 20 minutes a day, half the time. The other group did 40 minutes, and that group still lost 3 times as much body fat. And here's the truth. When you are weight training, or if you are burst training, like we're seeing here, when you are burst training, doing that high-intensity interval training, your body will lose 3 to 6 times the amount of body fat as you typically would compared to doing traditional cardiovascular exercise. So let's talk about, what is burst fit? Well, burst fit involves exercising at 90 to 100% of your maximum effort for around 45 seconds in order to burn your body's stored glycogen, or the sugar, followed by 15 seconds of low impact for recovery. Now, this causes your body to burn fat for the next 36 hours to replace your body's vital energy stores, glycogen. And so here is really how, think about this. If you are doing regular cardio, you're in your fat burning zone. So you are burning fat when you're doing long distance cardio. And that means if you're out jogging, if you're on the treadmill, spin bike, whatever it may be, at one continuous pace, you will burn fat. Let's say you exercise for an hour, you'll burn fat for an hour and for maybe a few minutes or even up to a few hours afterwards. But then your body stops burning fat, and in certain cases, will store some fat. Here's the amazing thing. When you do burst training, your body continues to burn fat for the next 36 hours. You're even burning fat while you sleep, and that really is what makes burst fit so different from so many other programs out there today. Now, I want to give you guys some education when it comes to nutrition and what to be doing to fuel your body. Now, pre-workout, before you work out, I recommend good carbs in the form of fruit and a small amount of protein. I'm going to give you an example of what I personally do. Typically, about 2 hours before I work out, ideally. Sometimes it just ends up being 30 minutes, depending on when I wake up and what time I need to get my workout in. But I will typically do something like a banana with a half a scoop of raw protein powder from Garden of Life. So it's sprouted brown rice protein, very easy to digest, banana easier to digest. I'll just do those two things, just carbs and just protein, before I go and work out, and that's it. Okay, and I'm not doing like 3 or 4 pieces of fruit. Sometimes I don't even do a whole banana. I do some fruit and just a half a scoop of protein, typically about 8 to 10 grams, and then I go and I work out, let's say about an hour later, okay? That should be your pre-workout fuel. Post-workout fuel. Protein in the form of sprouted protein, like Garden of Life's raw protein powder. Again, you don't want unsprouted brown rice. You want the sprouted brown rice. You could also use organic eggs, okay, and use them raw. Just throw them right in your smoothie, or whey concentrate. Listen, there are so many protein powders out there today, and every whey protein powder you will find in most stores today is going to be a whey isolate. Isolates are very hard to digest. They're highly processed. When you look at a lot of the popular companies out there today, a lot of the MLM companies, Beachbody for one, they use isolated forms of whey protein. I do not recommend isolate whey. Whey concentrate is fine. The best brand of a whey concentrate would be Terra's Whey. But again, my favorite is the sprouted brown rice protein. And then I get my whey from another source, actually cultured dairy. But and here's another thing I want to mention about your post-workout fuel. It's good to get multiple sources of protein. So when I share with you the protein drink that I drink on a regular basis, I actually get all three of these types of protein as my post-workout fuel. And also, what do I think about soy protein? Stay completely away from soy protein. Soy protein is highly, highly processed and actually can cause, over time, things like cancer, imbalanced hormones. They have what are called phyto or xenoestrogens, which imbalances your hormones over time, can cause thyroid issues. Stay away from soy milk, soy protein. Now, if you have fermented soy, like miso or natto, that's okay, all right? And that's for most of you hardcore people out there, but if you are not doing a fermented soy, do not do soy. Carbohydrates, again, post-workout, fruit is great. You could also use a little bit of raw honey. And then for your healthy fat post-workout, cultured dairy or coconut, okay? So cultured dairy has this good saturated fat. So does coconut for burning fat and losing weight. That is your post-workout fuel. Let's talk about what to drink while you're exercising. You want to consume electrolytes and H2O during exercise to stay hydrated. Now, I'm not drinking large amounts of things while I'm exercising, but I'm just taking little sips. I'm not even taking big gulps. I'm sipping on this while I'm exercising. Now, what I personally consume while I'm exercising is Suero V. It's a functional beverage from Garden of Life. It's known as Cultured Whey. If you actually watch, for some of you listening, may actually have our Burst Fit DVD program. If you actually want to know what I'm drinking and what some of the others are drinking there while we're doing the workouts, it's Suero V, because that is the best thing you can drink to stay hydrated. What it is, it's Cultured Whey. Cultured Whey has been used for over 2,000 years in healing. It's something that not a lot of people know about. You have seen it before, you just don't know it. If you've ever opened yogurt and you have a little bit of liquid on top before you've stirred your yogurt, that is cultured whey. In ancient times, they called it liquid gold because that's where most of the probiotics, or a lot of the probiotics, and most of the electrolytes are in that liquid. What Beyond Organic has done is actually bottled that liquid gold, that cultured whey, and they have it in a beverage because it is so high in electrolytes. They also add in some essential oils. They also add in a little bit of organic honey as a carbohydrate. So it is great when you're exercising. This is the best thing you could get. Now, again, this is offered by a company, Beyond Organic. I recommend if you want to look into getting this product, you can actually find a Beyond Organic distributor, or there's a great website you can check out. It's culturedwaycleanse.com. And this beverage, not only is it good for hydration, it's also good for cleansing, which we'll talk about. Next thing here, let's talk about supplements. And here are the supplements I recommend as you start your fitness and workout routine. As we're getting into weight loss, I recommend raw protein powder from Garden of Life, doing that in your breakfast smoothie every single day. Also, I'm doing it post-workout, but raw protein by Garden of Life. If you want to know the best supplement in terms of research for losing weight for a supplement, Bucothin is the best. Bucothin, the supplement from Garden of Life, actually comes from the term fucoxanthin. Fucoxanthin is an antioxidant that's found in algae or in seaweed. And it's specifically found in brown algae. And as a side note, just so you know, brown algae is what salmon eats, and it's what turns salmon red. It's what gives salmon part of its color. And so, again, and if you've ever heard of astaxanthin, that's an antioxidant found in salmon, but they get it by eating fucoxanthin. If fucoxanthin is one of the top nutrients you can consume that helps burn belly fat and help weight loss, and again, we have a product, Fucothin, that's great as well. Perfect Weight Multi by Garden of Life. So this multi has extra B vitamins. It actually also has chromium. Chromium helps balance blood sugar levels. It has some other nutrients in it to help you burn fat and lose weight. Raw greens. If you can do green powder, things like chlorella, spirulina, these are algae with promoted with weight loss benefits, also cleansing benefits in those raw greens. And by the way, if you have done greens in the past and you didn't like the taste, we have a new product now by Garden of Life. It is a chocolate flavor where they add in some cacao powder, so it's a dark chocolate with the greens. It tastes absolutely amazing. When I mix it in my smoothie, especially when I do a chocolate-flavored smoothie. I don't even know it's in there. Kids will love it too. And omega-3s. Omega-3s don't necessarily help performance, but they do help recovery. And it helps your joints stay healthier longer. Listen, if you want to be exercising when you're 50, 60, 80, 100 years old, omega-3s are so important for the overall health of your joints. And so, again, I recommend also doing an omega-3 supplement. And by the way, not just doing any of these products, making sure it is a better brand, because there are a lot of fish oils out there and krill oils. 90% of them are highly processed, and they really aren't what you want, okay? So you want to get a good, high-quality fish oil or cod liver oil when you buy it. Now, I'm going to go over with you guys some of the bundles we're offering for you being part of this webinar, and then I'm going to talk a little bit more about nutrition and weight loss. If you guys are interested, we are going to have a very, very special discount at the end of this call here to where you can actually go online. We're going to give everybody just for tonight, if you want to get one of these bundles to support you in losing weight over the next few months, we're going to give you a special code, and we're going to give you 15% off of any of these bundles you order. First thing here, it comes with raw protein, the Fucofin we talked about in the Perfect Weight Multi. This is our fat burner bundle. We also have a cleanse bundle where you get the Fucofin along with our greens powder and the raw cleanse. Also, we have a total weight loss bundle. If you don't have my cookbook yet or the Burst Fit DVD, we have a bundle that's going to last you quite a bit of time, 3-month program to getting in the best shape of your life. And so if you are interested or if you want to save, I think we have on, it's either 10 or 15% here. But anyways, go online, use the promo code webinar. So you're going to go to burstfit.com. If you decide to buy this weight loss bundle again, just type in the code webinar. This is only good for tonight. I'll have to ask my viewer. We may extend it to anybody who's listening to the actual call here right now. But actually, it is 15%. I just got a text here from our web manager, Evan, and he said it actually is not just 10% like you see. It's 15% off of all of those things you order. Go to burstfit.com, type in webinar. All right. I want to talk about this as well before I jump into nutrition. I get a question very often. What do I need to do to break through a plateau? Or if I'm looking to lose weight, but I really want to get a jump start, I really want to lose it fast, what can I do? And I'll tell you, one of the best things to do to get a real jump on your weight loss effort is to do a cleanse. And I'm personally actually doing a Daniel cleanse right now, or a Daniel fast, where I'm just consuming certain things. But this is my favorite cleanse to do. It's called the Suero cleanse. And we talked about this earlier, but Suero, or cultured whey, is the runoff made during the cheese-making process. Basically, this is a probiotic electrolyte cleanse. It's a liquid that's full of probiotics and electrolytes. And I have had people do this 3-day cleanse. And this is where you drink one bottle of this 16-ounce drink 6 times a day for 3 days, this 3-day cleanse. On average, people will lose about 6 pounds in just 3 days, 2 pounds a day to get you on the right start. But I've had some people lose 9 to 10 pounds in just 3 days doing this cleanse. And when you are getting those electrolytes, here is how this works. Is this cleanse, it's not a heavy metal detox. It's not a gallbladder detox or anything like that. This is actually a cellular cleanse. And, you know, your cells need certain nutrients, but here's how this works. Because this Suero has very high levels of potassium, potassium actually helps flush waste and toxins out of your cells, where sodium brings nutrients and water into your cells. Here's the thing. The average American consumes 10 times too much sodium in their diet, but we bring in only 1/10 of the amount of potassium that we should be getting. What this does is it causes something called cellular congestion. That means nothing can get in your cell, nothing can get out of your cell. Your cell basically becomes like a swamp. You know, your body is made up of 60% pure water, and when new water and nutrients can't get in your cell and nothing can get out, you become toxic. There are a lot of people, some of you listening, you can't lose weight, not because you're not working out hard enough, but because your body is toxic. And Sclero, because of the electrolytes, it actually cleanses your cells. And your body starts to flush the – I've had people, again, lose a lot of weight. I've seen cellulite reduce in an amazing way, increased energy, improved digestive function because of the probiotics, better appetite control because of the probiotics, healthier skin, hair, and nails. These are some of the things we'll see during the cleanse. If you're interested in doing that, again, reach out if you know anybody who's part of the Beyond Organic company. If you don't know anybody who's part of Beyond Organic where you can get this from, you can email me at orders@draxe.com or simply go to the website culturedway.com. Cultured, like your culture and dairy, cultured, and way is spelled W-H-E-Y, cleanse.com, culturedwaycleanse.com. All right, let's talk about an exact weight loss eating plan. Listen, for any of you guys who are listening, if you're really wanting to get the weight off fast, what I recommend doing is starting off with that three-day cleanse or starting this eating plan, doing a three-day cleanse when you can order it, get it, and do it, and then after doing a three-day cleanse, doing this weight loss eating plan. By the way, with that cleanse, I personally try and do a cleanse one time a month. So cleansing once a month can help your weight loss efforts. So let's go into this. What I recommend every morning for breakfast is what I call a berry amasi smoothie. Now, you can also do a berry coconut smoothie, but we talked about this earlier. Here are the exact ingredients I would put in here. Actually, let me jump forward and see if we have this. Okay, so berry amasi smoothie. What I would put in there is 1 cup of berries. So you're going to have to remember this, 1 cup of berries. By that, you're getting the carbohydrates you need plus antioxidants to help you recover faster. In addition, so there's your carbs. Let's talk about your healthy fats. You know, amasi is a cultured dairy beverage, very similar to yogurt or kefir, but it's far superior. Again, another product from the Beyond Organic company. It comes from grass-fed cows. So it's going to have omega-3 fat and healthy saturated fat and CLA, which helps you burn fat and lose weight. So, again, getting your good fat from either amasi or coconut milk is your another option. And then also your protein. Now, here's the protein I put in my weight loss eating plan. Now, the amasi cultured dairy, that contains whey protein, raw whey protein. And so that's one of my favorites is what you get in the amasi. There's your whey. I then add in sprouted brown rice protein from Garden of Life. That's that raw protein we talked about earlier, 1 scoop. And then I'll add in 1 organic egg to get some albumin, another source of protein. Again, there's some medical research proving that you actually will get better benefits by not just consuming one type of protein, but getting certain multiple types of protein post-workout or throughout your day. Also, what I recommend for lunch is a big superfood salad. Getting a big bowl of spinach, topping it off with some chicken breast. I like to throw sunflower seeds on mine, balsamic vinegar or apple cider vinegar, olive oil. Doing a big salad for lunch is what I typically do. In the afternoon for continual cleansing, I'll do a Swerve-Eve typically during my workout. So I'll do that Swerve-Eve while I work out. And then sometimes, to be honest, I will sometimes throw an extra meal in here. I may do another berry smoothie during the day. And then for dinner, green-fed or grass-fed burger with double vegetables. And this is just kind of a guide to follow. You know, some evenings I'll do salmon patties with double veggies for dinner. Some nights I'll do turkey burger, sometimes organic free-range chicken or turkey. Again, there are different things you can do. But this is just kind of a sample. So the idea is if you want to lose weight, you do your smoothie for breakfast, big salad for lunch, some sort of snack or something like a Swerve-Eve or vegetable juice in the afternoon, and then organic grass-fed wild meat with a double vegetable for dinner. If you follow that plan, not only are you going to lose weight, but you are going to be satisfied. And this is a realistic weight loss plan. Long term, there are way too many diets out there that are all about counting calories. Listen, counting calories can be of some benefit in weight loss. It is not the first thing. The first thing we do is count nutrients. We look at the nutrients. The second thing we do is count calories. Now, again, when I say count calories, I mean that almond butter is good for you, but I don't want you, if you want to lose a lot of weight, to go out and eat a whole 16-ounce thing of almond butter every day. A couple of tablespoons is fine. But, again, you can get too many calories. It is possible. Let's talk about the Burst Fit program. I know many of you guys are already have this program. I want to touch on this quickly, and then I'm going to answer. You guys have some fantastic questions I'm going to answer here in just a minute. But this is the Burst Fit program. You can see myself there, my wife Chelsea, also Suzanne Bowen, fitness expert. We have a program. It's typically $47. Actually, the value, when we actually put the value on it, it was anywhere from $100 to $150. But we have 7 workouts that will get you in the best shape of your life. It also comes with a shopping list, comes with a nutrition guide, comes with a workout calendar. But this is the exercise program that you can follow to lose 20 pounds in just 30 days. And this exercise program, compared to most exercise programs out there, you will learn, you will burn at least 3 times the body fat, in some cases 9 times the amount of body fat compared to other exercise programs out there, because we are going off the principles of Tabata, or high-intensity interval training. It's exercising like a sprinter rather than a marathon runner. And this, the great thing about this as well, you don't need a lot of equipment. The only equipment you need is a small set of dumbbells. So either 2-pound dumbbells, 5-pound dumbbells. In the video, I was using 5-pound dumbbells. My wife Chelsea was using 3-pound dumbbells. It's up to you. But if you stop in Walmart or Target or even order online on Amazon.com, you just get a light set of dumbbells. I had one lady who was a little bit older. She said, you know what, I didn't have dumbbells, but I used a couple things of canned goods at home. You don't necessarily even have to have weights, but again, to do the program, you have a couple light dumbbells. That's all you need for equipment to actually do the program. It's an at-home exercise program. You can play it on your computer, play it on your screen of your TV at home. And we have 7 intense exercises. We have actually a special section with Suzanne Bowen. We call it the Bowen Butt Lift to really tone and sculpt your backside. We have a workout plan to sculpt your back, build your chest, help strengthen your arms and your body, and really also rip your core, get those six-pack abs. This is the Burst Fit Complete Home Fitness Program. You can find that at burstfit.com for a limited time, just for the next 2 days, today and tomorrow only. We have a link. If you go to burstfit.com/webinar here, and you may even be able to click on that link, if you go there, we have a discount where it's not $47, it's just $39.95 there today. Also, hey, we'd love for you to review on Amazon and then email orders at burstfit.com to get a free video gift. Again, we'd love to get your review there as well about the Burst Fit and how it's gone for you, again, so far. And so what I would like to do now, guys, is take some time and answer your questions, but also encourage you, stay here to the end of the call. We have another 20 minutes where I'm going to go over a lot more detail of stuff in your questions. But also, again, if you need the bundle, if you need anything else, again, remember those discounts, that 15% off is for the next 48 hours. So here are some of the questions I got. Number one, this is a question from Susan. She says, Dr. Axe, it seems like I need meat, but I would like to go vegetarian for health reasons. I've had breast cancer in the past, heart problems, and bone problems. What do you think? Well, contrary to some beliefs, Susan, you actually do need meat, and I do not recommend going vegetarian, okay? Here's the problem today. All the studies that say today you should go vegetarian, those are based off of eating processed meat that are grain-fed. Conventional beef. When you're comparing conventional beef to 100% grass-fed beef that's biblically slaughtered, it is a completely different food. So again, I recommend that you do meat in moderate proportions and do large amounts of vegetables. So again, you do need meat. And also, contrary to popular belief, eating meat can actually fight cancer. If you look at cultured dairy today, like butter, or like a masi that we've talked about, or raw cheese. And if you look at grass-fed beef, it contains a compound called CLA that stands for conjugated linoleic acid, where in medical studies it's actually been shown to fight cancer. So the truth is, red meat can be incredible for you. It can actually fight cancer if you're getting the right kind. Again, I mentioned this earlier, the Beyond Organic company has some great options for that, but great question. Got another question here from, this is Tammy. She says, Dr. Axe, ways to lose weight fast in spite of having hypothyroidism and diabetes. She says, my doctors have told me because I have these conditions, I will have a harder time losing weight. Well, Tammy, there are a lot of people probably listening now who may have some sort of health problem like hypothyroidism and some people diabetes. And is it harder to lose weight with those conditions? Yes, it can be. So let's get back to what causes those problems. What causes hypothyroidism? Most of the time, hypothyroidism is caused by toxicity and food sensitivity, okay? What I recommend you do if you want to lose weight faster is do a cleanse. I talked about that cultured whey cleanse earlier, the Suero cleanse. Again, find someone part of Beyond Organic or go to culturedwheycleanse.com. But I would do that cleanse. Start detoxing your body on a regular basis. Also, go organic. Don't consume foods that have been sprayed with pesticides. That goes right to your thyroid. In addition to that, I recommend that you go gluten-free. Things like gluten or traditional cow's milk, not all cow's milk, some cow's milk and all goat's milk and sheep milk can have great health benefits, but some of our cows in America today have been genetically altered, so they have a protein called beta-casein A1 that is like gluten, actually 17 times worse than gluten that you can't digest. But again, gluten and food allergies can really cause major problems. It can keep you from losing weight. So if you follow the exact diet I follow, along with cleansing once a month with that Suero cleanse, that's going to give you the boost you need to get over some of these medical problems that you have and help you lose weight faster. Got a question here from Sue. She says, I am always hungry. I get that. She says, what can I eat that will occupy my hands but not be harmful as too much consumption? She says, what can I eat to not always be hungry? So here's the key is not eating as many carbohydrates and getting more healthy fat and a way more protein in your diet. When you get large amounts of protein and moderate amounts of fat in your diet, you are not as hungry. Here's another secret. Get more probiotics. A lot of us are hungry all the time because we have developed candida and bad bacteria in our gut. When you consume a diet rich in probiotics, it actually helps keep the bad bacteria away, and your body will not crave sugar as much. That's another reason I recommend the Suero cleanse, and I also recommend drinking products like the Amasi or goat's milk kefir is the second best option. But getting more probiotics, and by the way, probiotic supplements can help a little bit. Probiotic foods will help a lot. You cannot compare a supplement with a food. The foods, probiotic-rich foods, work even better in this. So, again, more protein, more fat. When you do eat carbohydrates, make sure they're high in fiber. And then also getting what we talked about, more probiotics in your day. Here's what this would look like. When I eat breakfast, I do a smoothie. I do about a half a cup of berries or one cup of berries. I do the protein in the protein powder. I do the Amasi, so I'm getting the cultured dairy with all the probiotics. I do the egg, and then I do a couple tablespoons of what's called a seven-seed blend from Beyond Organic, which is a sprouted blend of chia, flax, and hemp seeds. But you could also just do flax or chia yourself if you don't want to go that route. But again, doing that, so here's the deal. You're getting the fat in the Amasi or coconut, you're getting the protein from the eggs and from the protein powder. You are getting the fiber from that sprouted flax or chia seed. So, again, that will help you stay fuller longer. And think about similar things in all your meals. For lunch and your salad, the vegetables, that's your fiber and some of your carbs. The chicken or the salmon, that's your protein or the eggs, whatever you want it to be. And then throwing some nuts and seeds on there for additional fiber and fat from olive oil. If you create your meals that way, that's going to keep you from getting as hungry. Got another question here from Danette. She says, Dr. Ike, how do I actually stick with the program and stay motivated? Great question, Danette. You know, I mentioned this early on in the call. If you want to stick with a program, there's a few keys. Number one, you got to set a goal, and you got to look at it daily, and you got to put it up on your bathroom mirror. Right now, when we're talking, I recommend get out a big, you know, a big Sharpie or a pen, write down those goals or type them out and print them out right after tonight. Write down, number one, what your goals are. Number two, what are you going to do to get there? Write down the eating plan that we talked about tonight. And that way you wake up every morning, you're brushing your teeth, you see it, you remember it. That's going to help you stay engaged. And write down your why, the whys we talked about. Create a vision board. Go to draxe.com, type in vision board. If you've never seen my short 3-minute video on creating your own online vision board or home vision board. Also, get community. When you have a community or a partner that's doing this with you, it makes a huge, huge difference. I'll tell you, when I work out, I love to do it with a partner. Now, I'm self-motivated enough where I will do it myself, but when I work out with a partner, I go harder, I'm more committed. Find a partner or do some things as a group. That will help you stay committed, and especially if you can find a partner that is an encourager. Got a question here from Jess. Jess says, what's the best way to lose inner abdominal fat, also known as visceral fat? Well, Jess, you know, I want to touch on this because I get questions oftentimes about, is there a way for me to spot reduce? So is there a way for me just to burn the fat on my thighs or just on my hips or just on my belly? You really cannot spot reduce. But the fastest way to burn fat over your entire body is to work out your larger muscle groups intensely, getting them completely fatigued. That's what Burst Fit does when you follow that exercise program. And if you want to lose even more weight, or if you really want to lose more abdominal fat, do burst training for that 90-day period. After you do that, also incorporate weight training. So you're doing some days heavy weightlifting, some days weightlifting. You're doing those things in combination. That's how you will really lose that inner abdominal fat, is by following. And by the way, I'm not saying exercise is one, but you've got to follow the diet. When you do the diet, which we lay out for you, when you order that Burst Fit program, we have the eating plan in there. But when you do those two things combined, you will start burning the inner abdominal fat. Got a question from Ashley. She says, how do I make sense of all the weight loss information out there? I've heard from J.J. Virgin, from Jackie Wicks, from Johnny Bowden, from yourself. She says, a lot of the things are the same, but there are some things that are different. Ashley, I feel you. Okay, I know that there is a lot of information out there. Some says go paleo diet. Some says go vegan. Some say, you know, Mediterranean. You never know. Here's the truth. Number one principle of getting healthy, you got to eat real food. Twinkies aren't real. Most of these processed proteins today aren't real. Slim Fast, it's not a real food, okay? Number one, you got to eat real food, and that's food that's not processed. How do you make sense of all the weight loss information, or who should you listen to? Well, listen to me. No, I'm just kidding. There's a lot of great people. There's a lot of great information out there. But what I will tell you is, even though most of our stuff, you will see, when I know Johnny Bowden, JJ is a very, very good personal friend of mine. You're going to see that most of our stuff lines up. Now, I will tell you that where I know JJ, I think some of the things I've seen that she's promoted, the only thing that I've ever seen that JJ's put out that I haven't promoted, I believe, is soy. But, you know, I do a lot of, and JJ does as well. She does a lot of research. And when she has recommended soy, it may be that she's recommended fermenting soy. So we may be on the exact same wavelength. But when you see us recommending different things, you have to look at some of the research. Again, I've gone and looked at the research, and you look at the vegan vegetarian lifestyle. And again, the problem is they're not getting vitamin B12. You're not getting the amino acid you should. You're not getting vitamin D in your food. That's the problem with the vegan lifestyle. So again, how do you make sense of it all? Part of it is a learning process. You're going to hear conflicting information, but also it's through experience. Follow a program. See what gets you to the level of health you want to get to. Another great question here from Marla. She says, Dr. Axe, what is your opinion on the HCG diet, or is the HCG diet, is that actually healthy? The HCG diet is a diet that basically works with a hormone that specifically tends to change when women get pregnant. I do not recommend playing with your hormones to lose weight. Now, if you do the HCG diet, which, by the way, is 500 calories, so anybody that eats 500 calories of just meat and vegetables every day, of course you're going to lose weight. And if, let's say, if rather than losing the 20 pounds you would lose, you lose 25 pounds in a month because you do HCG, it's not worth it because you do not want to mess with your hormones like that. I'll tell you, every person I know that's done the HCG diet, once they got off the diet, all of the weight came right back. Again, if you want to make this, we're not doing diets here. If you want to make this permanent, if you want to lose the weight permanently and make this into a lifestyle, I'm telling you right now, the HCG diet is not the way to go. Got a question here from Mark. He says, Dr. Axe, is there a way we can get one-on-one counseling to help get a program set up? You know, Mark, actually there is. This is something I'm just getting started with my wife, Chelsea, who's also a doctor, next month, is we're actually going to be starting a program where if you do want to get one-on-one counseling, we are going to set up a program where we can counsel you specifically and customize a program just for you. So for many of you guys that have asked questions, we will actually send you emails to see if you would be interested in that. If you are interested in that counseling, simply respond to the email and say that you would like that. But again, if you are wanting one-on-one coaching, which, by the way, I'm a big believer, and I know my wife and myself in the past, we both have hired trainers to work with us, not because we not because we don't know what to do, but because we like accountability and to continue to learn. And so obviously we both train people. But again, it's always good to have coaches and counselors in life and somebody counseling you one-on-one. So again, Mark, yes, we will set that up here in the future. Got a question. This is a good question from Lauren. He says, Dr. Axe, how much should calorie counting factor in? Now, many of you guys have heard me say, don't count calories, count nutrients. And I say that because almost every diet program out there has you just count calories. Again, number one, you've got to count nutrients or look at nutrient-dense foods. And most of those foods, you know what? They're not high in calories. At the same time, with certain people, and by the way, men, this isn't for you, okay? Most men, if we are working out and we change our diet and if we get rid of the grains and processed sugars, that's all we need to do, guys, and you're going to lose the weight. For women, though, you do have to watch your calories. It's not the number one thing. You don't necessarily need to count them, but you need to be conscious of if foods have a lot of fat. Now, I'm not talking about eating a half of an avocado. I'm not talking about one handful of sprouted almonds, but I am talking about if you're, doing a lot of oils, or let's say you're doing like a half a cup of almond butter or something that's a lot of fat, yes, you do need to watch it or be conscious of the amount of fat you're eating. To also mention this, if you want to follow the ideal diet for weight loss, you've got to follow an anti-inflammatory diet. This is also why I recommend that you go grain-free, which kind of answers another question I have here. Dr. Axe, is the paleo diet the best type of diet? Well, I'll tell you, most of what I recommend is similar, not an exact. What I call my diet that I recommend is a nutrient-dense diet that's based on a biblical hunter or gatherer lifestyle, similar to paleo, but not complete paleo. The things that paleo recommends that we don't recommend are things like alligator meat and pork. We know that pork is highly toxic. Shellfish, we do not recommend those things that are on the paleo diet. However, the only thing that we recommend on the paleo diet that's not on there is we do recommend cultured dairy like kefir and yogurt and amasi, the cultured dairy because of all of the healing testimonials and the benefits in the cultured dairy. But here are the five food categories you want to eat as you lose weight. You want to do vegetables. You want to do fruit in moderate amounts. You want to do sprouted nuts and seeds. You want to do organic meat, and you want to do cultured dairy products like amasi. Those five foods. Eliminate grains, oatmeal, and most grains today, they cause inflammation. They contain gluten. Get most of the grains out of your diet. That's going to help you lose weight faster. Got another great question here from Grace. Grace says, Dr. Axe, is there a best butter substitute like Earth Balance? You know what, Grace? I actually recommend that you eat butter, not just any butter. Do not do conventional butter because of all the hormones in the meat, or I'm sorry, in the dairy, because of all the antibiotic steroids and all of those things. But I recommend you do organic pasture-fed butter. My favorite brand of this is Kerrygold. It's K-E-R-R-Y Gold. Kerrygold Irish butter is great. You can get it at almost any grocery store. But truthfully, the thing that I do use as a butter substitute the most is coconut oil, okay? Coconut oil, not just, definitely do not get refined coconut oil, but unrefined extra virgin coconut oil is the best of the best. It can actually help you in burning fat and losing weight. I have another question here from Brittany. She says, Dr. Axe, what can I do to get through a weight loss plateau? And I'll tell you, I know this is something that a lot of people can run into. You can be seeing a lot of results, and then bam, you feel like you get stuck in a rut. What do? You change it up, number one, okay? You got to change things up a little bit. One thing I would do, Brittany, is I would do some cleansing. That's one thing you can do. We talked about the Suero cleanse earlier. I would also increase your exercise and eating right. You know, again, you just, everybody's body is different, but when you hit a plateau, again, the key factor is you've got to change something. You can't just keep doing the same thing. For some of you, you may want to add in a bit more cardio. For some of you, a bit more weight training. Listen to your body. Be conscious of the scale. See what it's telling you. And sometimes it's cutting back the calories, okay? I see here that you say that you've done some cleansing, you've done exercising, and you're eating right. When you're eating right, you may want to do something like intermittent fasting where you're doing a smoothie for lunch, smoothie for breakfast, and then a big dinner, or fasting throughout the day and just eating between the hours of 3 and 7 p.m. That's another good way to kind of bust through a plateau, but those are some options for you there, Grace, as well. Well, hey, I want to let you guys know that this is a wrap for our webinar tonight. I just kind of close with this with all of you guys. First, thank you so much for getting on the webinar. Remember, we have that 15% discount that you can take advantage of tonight and tomorrow only are the only times. Jump online, one-time offer, take advantage of that. If you guys have additional questions, we're going to be sending out an email if you would like more one-on-one counseling. We are excited to help create a customized program just for you as we go with this. Remember, set your why, set your goals, first fit, follow this nutritional program. You can also find out more information there on draxe.com. Look out for more webinars in the future. We're going to have more coming up, like an advanced nutrition webinar, some other great stuff. Hey, thanks for listening. God bless, guys. Have a great night.